Module 1, Awakening the Creator Within. Part 1, The Truth About Consciousness and Reality. Welcome to Module 1 of Conscious Creator, the fast track to creating your reality. Let's begin with the foundation, your consciousness, and the reality it's shaping around you. This isn't philosophy, it's how life works. Right now, whether you're aware of it or not, your reality is reflecting your state of consciousness, not your effort, not your goals, not even your desires, but your moment-to-moment thoughts, emotions, and the identity you're operating from. That's because life doesn't respond to what you want. It responds to who you are being. Let that land. You're not at the mercy of random circumstances. You're constantly sending out a signal, and life is responding. Your outer world mirrors your inner world. It's not always immediate, and it's not always obvious, but it's always connected. When you feel stuck, it's not because life is holding you back. It's because you're unconsciously recreating what you've known. But the moment you become aware of that, the moment you stop reacting and start noticing, you reclaim your power to choose. That's what this course is about. Not creating from force, not controlling every detail, but understanding the laws of consciousness and working with them. Think of it this way. You are always creating. The only question is, are you creating on purpose or by default? Now here's where it gets exciting. When you shift your consciousness, your reality begins to shift with it. That means you don't have to wait for the outside world to change in order to feel different. You feel different, and the outside world begins to match it. This isn't magic, it's how energy works, how attention works, how your mind and emotions shape your perception and behavior, and therefore, your results. This is your invitation to step out of reaction and into creation, to stop telling the old story and start living a new one. From this moment forward, I want you to begin watching your life like a mirror. What is it showing you about how you think, how you feel, who you believe yourself to be? Because once you're aware of that, you can change it. And when you change your consciousness, you change your life. That's where we begin. In the next module, we'll dive into the three forces that shape your reality from within: thought, emotion, and response, and how to shift them in real time. You're not here to be a passive observer of life. You're here to be the creator of it. And now, you know how that begins. Part 2, The Mirror Effect. How reality reflects you. Welcome back to Module 1 of Conscious Creator, and to Part 2, The Mirror Effect. Let's go deeper. Once you understand that consciousness creates reality, the next layer is this. Life is not random. It's responsive. Everything you experience, the conversations, the patterns, the resistance, the opportunities, is reflecting something about the state you're in. Now, this isn't about blame, it's about power. Your reality is not punishing you. It's showing you what you're currently aligned with. What you think, what you expect, what you believe about yourself, it all echoes back into your life. Think of it like this. Reality is a mirror, not a camera. It doesn't show you what you want. It shows you what you are being. That means, if you want to change what's showing up around you, you first have to shift what's happening within you. That's where the real work is. Let's look at a simple example. Say you believe deep down that people don't really listen to you. That belief shapes your energy. It affects how you speak, how you show up, even how you interpret other people's reactions. So what happens? You begin to unconsciously filter out the moments when people do listen and fixate on the moments that reinforce your story. That's the mirror. It reflects the energy, expectation, and identity you're holding. And then you call it reality. Now here's the good news. That mirror can't lie, but it can change. The moment you shift what you're holding internally, the mirror begins to reflect something new. This is why surface-level change doesn't stick, because the mirror is only showing what's underneath. So, if you're affirming abundance but feeling unworthy inside, you're not going to see much shift, because the mirror doesn't reflect words. It reflects energy. You've probably felt this before. You change your focus, and the world responds. You calm your mind, and suddenly clarity shows up. You start expecting something better, and it arrives. That's not coincidence. It's consciousness. And this is the moment it starts to click. You don't have to force the outer world to change. You shift how you're thinking, feeling, and being, and the mirror adjusts. This doesn't mean instant results, but it does mean immediate alignment. It means you stop resisting the world and start using it as feedback. Ask yourself this: what's showing up in your life right now, and what is it reflecting back to you? Not just about your actions, but about your state. Because when you're willing to look in the mirror, honestly, without judgment, you can stop blaming life and start leading it. That's the practice. And in the next part, we'll explore something that changes everything. You're always creating, even when it feels like you're not. Let's keep going. Part 3. You're always creating, even when it feels like you're not. Welcome to part 3 of Conscious Creator. This is the part most people miss, and why so many feel stuck. You're always creating. Not sometimes. Not just when you're setting intentions or visualizing. Always. Even when you're confused. Even when you're doubting. Even when it feels like nothing is happening. You are still creating. That's because creation is not a moment. It's a state. It's not what you do occasionally. It's who you're being consistently. Now, that can sound overwhelming. Until you realize it's also incredibly empowering. Let's break this down. Every thought you think, every emotion you hold, every story you repeat to yourself about who you are and how life works, that's all creative energy. It's all being broadcast, filtered, and reflected back to you through your life experiences. This is why some people work so hard. But don't move forward. They're creating unconsciously, from old beliefs, from unprocessed emotion, from inherited fear. And even though their actions say, "I want something new," their internal state is still aligned with the old. This is why results don't match effort, because consciousness is louder than effort. Your outer reality is never neutral. It's always mirroring what you're holding within. So, let me ask you, when you're feeling powerless, where are your thoughts? When you're feeling stuck, what are you believing? When you're feeling overwhelmed, who are you being in that moment? Because creation doesn't pause just because you're uncomfortable. It continues from that energy. But here's the shift. You can become aware of it. You can interrupt the default. You can step back and say, "Wait, I know what this is, and I can choose something else." And the moment you do that, you're not just reacting anymore. You're creating, consciously. You don't have to get it perfect. You just have to be present. Because presence is what ends unconscious creation. It's what brings you back to choice. The truth is, you've always been creating. But now, you get to decide what that creation reflects. And in the next part, we'll explore exactly how to shift out of that autopilot mode. So you can start choosing your state instead of repeating it. Let's keep moving forward. Part 4. Breaking out of default mode. Welcome to part 4 of Conscious Creator. And this is where things start to shift in a big way. Let's talk about default mode. Default mode is how most of the world lives. It's thought on repeat. Emotions on autopilot. Choices made out of habit, not clarity. And the thing about default mode is, it feels normal, even when it's painful, even when it's limiting. Because it's familiar. It's what you've rehearsed. It's what your nervous system knows. It's the mental-emotional script that's been running for years, maybe even decades. But here's the truth. Just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's true. And just because it's automatic doesn't mean it's unchangeable. So how do you break out of it? It starts with awareness. You have to be willing to observe your mind, without judgment. To notice the pattern, before you participate in it. To ask yourself, "Is this who I want to be right now?" You can't shift what you're not willing to see. But once you see it, you have a choice. That's the crack in the loop. The moment where you step out of reaction and into creation. Here's a simple example. Let's say every time you feel stressed, you go into a loop of self-doubt. You shrink. You disconnect. You tell yourself it's too much. That loop is your default. But what if, the next time that feeling rises, you pause? You breathe. And you say, I recognize this pattern, and I'm not choosing it today. Even if nothing changes externally, something massive changes internally. Because now you're present. Now you're aware. Now you're choosing. That's how you disrupt default mode. Not with force. With attention. Every pattern in your life survives on repetition. So, the moment you stop repeating it, it begins to lose power. This doesn't mean it goes away overnight, but it means you're no longer unconscious inside it. And that's the beginning of real freedom. Because once you can see the script, you can write a new one. That's what you're learning here. And in the next part, we'll explore how to take this awareness and turn it into conscious, consistent creation. Let's go. Part 5. Shifting from passive to purposeful. Creation, welcome to the final part of Module 1. And if you've made it this far, something in you is already beginning to shift. This is where we bring it all together. And where the passive ends. Because here's the truth. You've never been powerless. You've just been unconscious. And once you see that, you can never go back. This part of your journey is about becoming deliberate, becoming purposeful, choosing who you want to be, before life demands it from you. You're no longer just reacting to circumstances. You're deciding who you are in the midst of them. That's the shift. That's the moment where you go from passive creator to powerful, conscious one. So what does that look like? It looks like awareness before response. It looks like pausing when the old story shows up and rewriting it in real time. It looks like remembering that your energy matters, that your attention is creative, and that your identity is not fixed. Let's make it practical. Right now, ask yourself, who do I want to be today? Not just what do I want to do? Not just what do I want to achieve? But who do I want to be? Because everything flows from that. The way you speak. The way you walk into a room. The way life reflects back to you. And here's something powerful to practice. Every time you feel yourself drifting into default, gently ask, am I reacting? Or am I creating? That one question can bring you back into alignment faster than anything else, because you know what it feels like to react. It's small, it's automatic, it's unconscious. But creating? Creating feels spacious, empowered, clear, and it's always available, in this moment. So, as we close this first module, remember this. Conscious creation doesn't mean perfection. It means participation. It means presence. It means waking up to who you're being and making that choice on purpose. You're no longer just watching your life happen. You're leading it. In Module 2, we're going to dive deeper into how you do that through the power trio that shapes your internal world, thought, emotion, and response.